This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Hurricane Dorian made landfall in the United States at Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, Friday morning after weakening into a Category 1 storm. However, Dorian had devastated much of the Bahamas days earlier. Hubert Minnis is Bahamian Prime Minister.
Some homes, businesses, and other buildings and infrastructure were badly damaged.
Late Thursday, the death toll in the Bahamas had risen to 30. That number is expected to rise. Former Zimbabwean leader Robert Mugabe leaves behind a complicated legacy. To some, he was a liberation hero. Others say he ruined his country and hurt his own people. Former labor minister and anti-apartheid campaigner Lord Peter Hain explains.
What was so tragic about Mugabe, and he is a case study in how somebody who can come to power amidst great hope and preaching noble ideals ends up betraying all those ideals of the freedom struggle and consigning his country to economic bankruptcy, to murdering and intimidating.
Robert Mugabe was 95 years old. He died Friday in a hospital in Singapore. Britain's Brexit dilemma intensified Friday as opposition parties refused to support Prime Minister Boris Johnson's call for an election until he secures a delay to Britain's exit from the EU, something he vows he will never do. Johnson insists Britain must leave the EU in 55 days and says that an election is the only way to break the deadlock that has seen lawmakers repeatedly reject the deal on offer, but also block attempts to leave the EU without one. From Washington, this is VOA News.